What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit. On today's episode, we have good friend and new client Jack Dahl. We discuss his experience of working with me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm here with good friend and new client, Jack Dahl. Jack and I have known each other for almost 3 years. Jack recently bought a Kingsley 1945 Thunderbolt from me. And, you know, he's been into watches before, but I want to introduce you to him. How you doing, Jack?
Fine, man. How are you?
Good.
Nice to see you, Amit.
Always nice to see you, Jack. So I just wanted to explain to the public about how we met and how this all came about. I know that, you know, you're not specifically a watch guy. You've had nice watches in your collection. Do you want to tell the public about how you got into this and how we met and so on and so forth?
Yep. I met you when I was in Vegas because I'm here about 4 to 5 to even sometimes 6 times a year. Back in September of, 2012?
2012, yeah.
2012.
That's right.
And with my brother, Joe.
Yeah.
And we happened to meet as I pull a plug here for the Blue Ribbon sushi bar.
Right.
Which is good.
Right. I'll edit that out. Don't worry.
There you go.
Yep.
But anyways, the point is that you were just so overly easy to talk to. I mean, and my brother and I both thought that instantly. And it was so cool that when we found out that you were in watches, because, you know, we both have had watches in the past.
Right.
And but we never thought of it as a collection.
Right.
So just hearing your past and hearing how you have studied watches and stuff like that was really interesting to us, you know. But as far as that, you know, when I finally came to this year, let's see, when did I bought this watch? In
November 2014,
right? I mean, it took me it took me 2 years. All right,
it's okay.
But and I also explained to you that the only other watch or two watches that I bought were Ebel,
right?
And
during the 80s,
during the gold 80s,
during the kinky 80s, buddy,
baby, and they're all like gold member solid gold.
Of course they are.
Now
Miami
I'm wondering
Vice and Magnum PI, buddy.
Of course, but
right?
The point is now I'm wondering how much the hell they're worth. But no, I am just, you know, I just want to, you know, the watch that we talked about, as a matter of fact. When I walked into the bar last time,
right,
before you even told me you had anything to do with Kingsley, I think I said, just like, I want a fatty watch, because I saw some guy on the flight out. Who, you
sure.
Know, and these are obviously more and more popular. I mean, they could be worth $10. But the point is that I saw a big fatty watch on some guy. I'm like, you know, I'm a big enough guy. I don't need this little petite. Micro thin,
yeah,
Ebel anymore. I'd rather have a big fatty watch that's worth 18. How cool would that be? Can you imagine that?
And it's funny because I noticed with Jack is that, you know, I mean, I've worn watches in front of Jack before, and he's acknowledged them. But I think what Jack was alluding to was when we sat down and we ate with his brother Joe last time. He was like, "What's that? What are you wearing?" He immediately noticed it. And I was like, "Whoa!" I was totally.
Well, yeah, it was a Panerai. So,
right.
That's what you were wearing. That is such a cool watch,
right,
by the way.
Right.
I'm working my way to that again.
You will get
right?
there.
I'm going to get there.
You will 100%.
I guarantee it.
But I think like this watch, the Kingsley watch that I wore last time when we all ate together, that was something that you immediately noticed and that we talked about. And I've never seen you express interest the way you expressed interest about this brand. And I told you about my involvement in it. And what I love about Jack and his family is that they're super supportive. You know, Jack lives in Chicago. For all of you out there, you know, Jack's got a thriving family business. And the fact that we've been in touch this long is a testament to our friendship and just a testament to people in general. You know, like, you meet people and you never know where it's going to lead. But I think that this is kind of a cool experience because it's so much more than just an exchange of me selling you a watch.
It was just too funny that the day I walked into the, to, again, we met at, we always meet
at
Blue Ribbon.
It's a tradition.
But my point is that, you know, when I walked in and said, I want a fatty watch, and I'm not even sure if that's what you got, you know, in the watch business, you're going to call them fatty. I'm calling them fatty because shit, what else is like yeah. almost an inch thick, right? But then you had this, that watch on, your, the Kingsley watch, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I'm like, what the hell
is that?
What the hell is that? And then I think I told you almost instantly.
Almost immediately.
As, I'm buying one.
As we had our, like, yellowtail.
Probably that, by that, the time we had the yellowtail. Yeah,
that, you know, signed me up.
I don't know what her name was, but anyways.
But that's where it sort of went. Like, Jack was immediately, like, vested in it
yeah.
without even me really talking about it
yeah,
because he was really interested in the design and how it looked, and he wanted a fatty watch, and it was like a hockey puck on your wrist. And you know what? Jack's a hockey player. So it kind of worked in. And, you know, just Jack, for those people out there who've never worked with me or anything like that, aside, obviously, the friendship to me is the most important thing. But as far as the business side of it went, how easy or how difficult or whatever was it to get what you wanted from the time you ordered it? Like,
it's kind of funny that you're bringing this up because it was terribly easy. Because, you know, number one, when we're sitting at the bar having a couple of cocktails, you know, I think at that point, you know, like all of us, you grab your iPhone, you start Googling it, and I was on your site, and then I'm already looking,
yep.
you know, as I was doing that.
Yep.
And then I told you, you know, to call me because I wanted to get this thing ordered. I wanted it now.
Yeah.
Because you told me it's a challenge to get the movements.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I didn't want to wait.
Because we use vintage inspired movements, and
right.
there's only so many. That's what Jack's referring to. For those of you who don't know what Kingsley 1945 is, they're based on, you know, they are basically vintage movements, but because we can't pinpoint the exact time period, we have to say they're vintage inspired. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think in Jack's mind was like, well, if I want this, I'm going to have to get it.
Right. And,
right?
I wanted it. I mean, as soon as I saw it on your wrist, the one that you had, and then I saw the collection via the web as we're sitting there having a couple of cocktails, I knew what I wanted. It was done. I mean, you had to do nothing more than to introduce me to Kingsley.
Right.
I mean, I had a need. It's just what's so funny is that I came to you telling you what I want, and then you showed me on your wrist what I was looking for.
Good.
I mean, and that yeah. is what happened.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, to say that, I'm coming back to the point that you didn't sell me anything.
I didn't have to.
I knew what I wanted.
And it was serendipitous because it wasn't like it was planned. It wasn't like I had told Jack really about this before. Jack follows my newsletter, and like any other businessman, he's busy.
It's about time, baby.
It's about time, baby. First of all, Jack, I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Anytime.
And supporting me. But more importantly, you got something you like. You know?
Oh my God, I love this watch, and the number of compliments that I've had. But you know what's amazing is, you know, and I'm not saying I get for when I wear it, because I don't wear it every day.
Right.
Okay. I mean, yep. I just for what I do, I couldn't wear it every day. But the point is when I do, it's a really a cool timepiece, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be a $15,000 watch to be attractive and within the style of today and stuff like that, because I'm sure, you know, at 3/4 of an inch thick, I mean, I remember the fact, for example, when back in the 70s, my father would have a thick Omega.
Yep.
Okay, and that went away.
Yep.
But that came
back.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, and I still have his watch, God bless him, but yeah, this is just such. And you know what? The other thing is the styling of this watch with the date pusher.
Yep.
And then
the crown guard.
It's just so cool. And then you know you were kind enough to set me up with the other screws.
Yep.
And a couple bands. I mean, you can really change the entire look of this watch.
You can customize it
now. I've been looking back at your website and Kingsley's website, because now there's Black Member
and Gold Member.
Okay, and I love Austin Powers.
Yeah,
This is going to cost me some more money, okay, because now, you know, it's just, I love the watch, you know, and I love the look, but now...
You're invested in it.
I'm invested in it. I would love a different look. So, you know, just because it's such a great looking watch. And, I mean, the architecture that went into the watch is, for what I do for a living, I look at this and this, you know, the artistry that goes into this and the design and the engineering to make all these parts is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not just... You go here and you go there. I mean, it really takes a lot of time to put something.
Well, thank
together.
You. I mean, it's all Ramon and testament to him because it's his design. But I think that, you know, you hit on something really important. Like, so much of the time, people buy something because it looks good, but you're buying it because you love the design. You love the aesthetic.
Awesome.
You know what went into making that. You study it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it looks good and that's it. No, you know that it's not just about design, but form follows function, and it's solid, right? You can feel the weight of it. You know what went into it. It's exclusive. Now, Jack, just to wrap things up, how would you compare... I mean, I know you haven't bought a watch in a long time, and it's been, you know, whatever, 15, 20 years, more maybe since you got a watch. But how would you compare the experience you had with me than going to a traditional watch and jewelry store? You know, I mean, a lot of people... You know, it's different for a lot of different people. So I just wanted your take on it.
Amit, when my brother and I met you and you told us that you were a watch connoisseur, I didn't know exactly what that meant, actually. You know, and then you kind of filled us in, and then I got to know you. You know, there's no question. When you go into any watch shop, you know, those people, you have never pressured me to buy a watch.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
And obviously, when you walk into a watch shop, that's their job is to sell watches.
Sure.
At any cost, you know, whether it hurts the consumer or potentially at the lower margin of the retailer, right? I mean, at any level. But dealing with you, I mean, to answer your question, from my side is a very, very good experience, because you didn't sell me a watch. I knew from talking to you what I wanted.
Sure.
Okay, and then at the point of when I wanted to buy it, you made me comfortable enough to buy it, and then I purchased the watch. And
then how would you measure that overall experience, though? Like,
oh,
I mean, from the time that...
10 of 10. If that, you know, if I'm circling dark circles on a Scantron sheet, you know, rate this, rate that, you're 10 of 10. There's no question. And as I told you, I have friends that have the means to get to the 6-digit watch dollar value. And I wanted to introduce you to them because, again, it's you're not, you know, these people can buy anything they want to buy. And in a lot of ways, to buy it from you was not only a great purchase for me, but it was satisfactory to me to give you the business.
Thank you. Okay? That means a lot.
And I do mean that because, you know, I'm not sure I could buy this particular watch direct. You know, because I know that you're the exclusive distributor for it, but I can stay in Chicago and go buy a Rolex, but
sure,
there's no way in hell that any watch from probably the rest of my life, if I buy a watch, it is going to be through you.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thank you.
Whether that's through friendship or trust or anything else.
No, that means
a lot. It is just, there's, why would I do that to myself? Because you'll tell, like I I asked you tonight, you know, I really like the Brighton. He's like, you know, I'll never sell you one. Okay? I mean, that's...
I'm not shy to tell you how
but
I feel.
You know what? Now, if I really wanted one...
I'll get it for you.
You'll get it for me. But the point is that that's not the first watch that you think I should probably put my dollars into.
Absolutely.
Okay? But No, my experience dealing with you as at a very professional level was 10 of 10. Excellent.
Thank you.
Mandarin Oriental level.
Thank you.
How's that?
Thank you.
Is that five
star?
Is that five star? Is that good?
That means that's more than enough. I mean, you know, for me, Jack, it's all about being able to, you know, it's funny because, like I said, we never discussed Kingsley 1945 watches before you saw me with the watch. We never had a conversation about it. And when you saw it and you liked it and you knew what you wanted, that was a plus to me because I didn't have to really sell it to you. But for me, it's not about selling the watch because that's just one part of it. But the major part of it is the follow-through. The major part of it is the communication part of it. And a lot of people in my industry are known for not communicating and are known for just passing the buck and saying, oh, okay, he'll get it when he gets it and it doesn't matter. For me, it's very important that I let you know when you're going to get it. I track it. I know what's going on with it. I tell you when it's being built. And you know what? To the testament of our friendship, it's all about trust. And thank you for trusting.
It's very true. And I tell you, you told me the day it was going to be delivered.
So I appreciate that very much. And I look forward on the 5th of February. We're having an exclusive event at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Bar. It's by invite only. Hopefully Jack will make it for that. It's between 6 and 8 p.m. Glenlivet Scotch will be pouring scotch for all of those of you out there who like scotch. I appreciate, Jack, your friendship first and your business.
Right back at you,
and
brother.
I hope you wear the watch in the best of health and happiness, man.
Will do.
Thank you, buddy.
It's about time.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with good friend and new client, Jack Dahl. I'm so glad Jack loves his watch and was happy with the experience. It means the world to me. So thank you, Jack. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please log on to my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Please don't forget, if you're in the Las Vegas area and you're a watch collector, I'm having my Kingsley 1945 event with Glenlivet Scotch and the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas between 6 and 8 p.m. Again, I have very, very limited spaces, but if you'd like to attend, please shoot me an email and I will definitely respond to you whether we have spaces left. You can also check me out on my Twitter. You can check my Facebook watch page. You can follow my Instagram feed and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's packed with information. Sign up once and you're done and you get a plethora of information on all things watches. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.